The weekly conversations with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya. Do not be combative, be articulate, and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in a lecture, and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow this simple rule will be red dotted. They, however, will be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be disorderly, they will be red dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures, Satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day. In the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya. This room, as usual, is for conversation about the mission of Maitreya and the new revelation that has come to humanity again. And we can explore together this new teaching, and we will look at it to see how much truth has come to man at this time, and as God has promised, when this revelation will come to humanity, the whole truth will be revealed to man. And indeed it has done. The amount of the truth has come to humanity is amazing, and it has explained and resolved many questions, actually all the questions that human have had for last 12,000 years, and the problem they had about explaining them and realizing them and come to the understanding why there is so much differences between religions, why God sent many different religions with different messages. Actually, some people think there is a lot of conflict between religions, and they have created most of the problem for humanity. But now we understand that that is not the truth. Indeed, all the revelation from God and religion are complementary, and each of them complement the other revelations, and when you put them together, you see the whole picture and the truth that God has been revealing to man for the last 12,000 years. In this period of time, many beings have been progressing spiritually, and they have reached the point that now God can call them as elect or chosen people, or those who have gone beyond. And these people are the ones that all the scriptures call them the elect, the chosen one, the salt of the world, and many ways have been explained to humanity that indeed they exist, they are the chosen of God. Even these chosen, of course, still have their own ideas, their personality, their ego, their own realization. And I have found out that changing these tendencies and basic character of the people and their tendencies and belief and ego is probably the hardest things to do, and make their ego go and let God come through them. It is very difficult for them to give up that ego. And that is what I'm not surprised God gave them one more thousand years to overcome those tendencies and eventually become egoless and represent God and let God come through in the stuff they come through. And that is the whole idea. The whole idea is to reach a point that we are connected to God directly and we manifest and let Him and His energy come through us, so we do not exist and we don't take any credit, but we obey and understand the will of God, which is good for us. It is really our essence. It's not that God needs us, needs for us to connect ourselves to Him or let Him come through, or we do not exist but He does, and we don't have any ego, but God is purely coming through us. It's for us. It's good for our spiritual progress and become one with our own essence and return to Godhead. And that is the goal of life. The goal of the life is to become divine, to become one with God. And humanity, of course, has been resisting that, or not humanity, the whole ego or unit consciousnesses in the universe have been resisting it, you know, for billions of years. And what, 1,000 years doesn't sound very much in comparison to 13 or 14 billion years that the universe is been in existence. Therefore, we can see that we are dealing with the ego that it's been resisting this transformation, but at least 144,000 people have succeeded to come very close to want to let their ego go and let God come through and become a pure channel for God and dedicate themselves to their progress and also other people's progress. That's another teaching that this mission teaches, that our progress is based on everyone else's. We cannot go to God, cannot go to essence by ourselves, but we are responsible for the rest of the universe. And also the Bible clearly says the first will be last and the last will be first. So the one who has reached pure consciousness first will come back again and again and guide humanity or reveal to humanity the will of God and teach them not only work on yourself but work on others as well to help to come to pure consciousness. Others does not mean a nation, a people, on only earth, but the whole universe. You have to expand your mind to help the whole universe back to God. So those who want to go to God by themselves, by meditation, yoga, and all those techniques that mystical paths have given them, and they think they can go to God by themselves, God clearly says, I will spew you out of my mouth. It is in Revelation, and if you read the Revelation of the Revelation, the explanation of the chapter 3, you, in our teaching, it clearly says that He is not going to let you in. That's why those yogis and those who have been meditating and trying to become a drop and fall into the ocean, they had to come back again and again and eventually realize they have to help the rest of the universe to go to God also. That is why God reveals the second step in His plan, and that is the creation of the communities of light. And the communities of light, of course, is been revealed to humanity through the Old Testament and the Hebrews. They have been a community that God wanted them to accept Him as their sole authority and the revealer of the truth and the laws for them to live by. And The whole Old Testament shows the struggle of God with the human and their ego, and how they resisted him. They replaced him with the regular human kings, and they did not listen, and therefore they have been going through a lot of tribulation and suffering, and the history of these people, of course, have become a great part of human experience for the last 12,000 years, at least for the last 6,000 years. And of course, according to our teaching, it clearly says why and how they have been chosen, and to this point, they have been put an example for humanity, then that the goal is to follow God's way. Otherwise, according to the setup of the universe, there will be repercussion, and karmic payment which will come to them. And that's what exactly happened to Hebrews and the Jews, and they became an example for man to realize that yes, we have to create a community, we have to help one another and create an environment that everybody can progress physically, mentally and spiritually. How can we create such a communities? To create such a community, of course, we have to sacrifice and give up ourselves into the community, and that of course is been the message of Christ or Christianity, and Christ brought us that message. Therefore, not only we cannot go to God ourselves alone in helping others also to come with us, we have to follow this path, the path of awakening of our spiritual forces, creation of the communities of light, sacrifice. Now we sacrifice and we become attached to the result of actions, we fall because we are attached for the result. We do action, that's how the ego craving is. Ego craves for attention, for rewards, for acknowledgments, for being accepted, being told he's okay. And that is, of course, a problem, and we will face that problem in all our lives. So in order to overcome that craving, that problem, we have to surrender the result to God, and even better, that is submission. That means that let God come through us. Either way, we no longer have that craving because we know we are not the doer, and therefore we not crave for attention, for acknowledgement, for whatever that keeps that ego desires. That is, of course, the message of Islam, that you can ask your questions anytime, you can raise your hand, but not the person who just come to the room and he or she doesn't even know what the topic is and they want to ask questions. They can type in the text, and of course there are admins and other people in the room, they can answer them. But if you're just coming to the room and you have no idea what this room is about and you want the mic, you wonder, you know, what that person wants to ask, you know, it just doesn't make sense. Okay, now tell him the topic, you know, what the topic is, so he would know what the topic is. But somebody who has been in the room before, or they have gone to the website and now here they know what the topic is, they like to have a question, of course you can raise your hand anytime, because this room is for conversation. Actually, it is not even satsang, but we talk to each other back and forth, and if you have a question about the mission or you want to know more about it in a very articulate and in a very peaceful and respectful manner, we talk to one another and we discuss these topics in the mission. So I'm giving this in a lecture or explaining that because there is no questions. If there are questions, they have the priority. And for the surrendering and submission is to get rid of ego, to absolutely let God come through and become one with God, and therefore we get rid of the tendencies of ego, which is the problem for us and for the earth. One of the problem of the ego is ambition. Another is domination. Another is, you know, depression. Depression is the reason. The reason for depression is our expectation has not been fulfilled. What is our expectation? Is the ego's expectation that it craves to have something for what it has done or it expects, and then they do not receive it in life, it becomes depressed. Of course, it has a chemical reason too, but it also has a psychological reason for it. Therefore, with surrendering and submission, we can overcome the psychological depression easily by understanding that, well, we surrender and submit to God. We do our best, of course, but we surrender and submit ourselves to Him. And we surrender the result, and we become mindful that let God come through us all the time. Of course, let God come through us all the time also can be three kinds, as everything is three kinds in the universe, from ignorance, passion, or knowledge. If we think that God coming through us, but we do not do perfect job, then we are in delusion, because God is perfect and God does perfect job. And therefore, if we think that God is coming through, but what we do is not perfect, we have to sit back and meditate and say, well, maybe I'm not letting God come through, and I am taking my ego as being God. I'm still craving, I'm still domineering, still ambition, still having all the tendencies of ego. How can God come through? I still have all this with me. Of course, as we said, you don't look for perfect people. We are looking for elect. They are pretty close, but the 99% of humanity, they want to go to God. They have been meditating. They like, you know, the idea that, yes, the God exists, and maybe they even have had some small experiences with Him. And when they, of course, go toward God, they progress little by little, and they learn to follow eternal divine path. Even then, you know, we might still not expand our consciousness to cover the whole universe, and we become narrow in our approach. That is where the universalism comes, and we have to expand ourselves in a greater degree, become a universalist. And that, of course, shatters all narrowness of the mind. Okay, Lami Osili is asking, is there life out there beside Earth? Do they come here? And if so, are they called jinns? Thank you. If your Quran talks about jinns, and they are supposed to be the people made of fire, and they are different than us, and a story of other beings that human have seen in history, it has come to us from all cultures. Are these beings the beings from other level of consciousness or beings or ethereal beings, or are they a space people who have come to Earth? Well, the answer usually is that unless you have seen them, you know, that explanation really doesn't make that much of a difference. Are they really exist or not is, have you seen them? And of course, the possibility that there are other beings and life exists beside Earth is greater than not. Because we know that wherever the environment supports life, usually it will manifest itself. And there are many places in the universe that it does have the ability to support life. Actually, the possibility that Mars was a planet that did support life is great, and there is a theory that even some of the beings that live now on Earth might have come from other you know, planets, and they have come to Earth, because we know that life probably started in Africa, on Earth, but how come we have the other races? Where did they come from? These African people traveled and became white men, and the red man, and the yellow man. So if Africa was the place or the birthplace of the human beings, then where other races have come? So there is a possibility. Also, there are amazing painting or a sculpture in South America that you cannot see them while you are on the ground, but you can easily see them when you are in the airplane or when you are on the sky. What are they have for? Who created them that they can only be seen on from the sky? They had should have had the ability to go to the sky to look at them. How did they do that? Even the pyramids, and they have been built, and the way they have been structured, and all that they, by themselves, they have been the topic of discussion for years, and there are many speculation how they came about. And but a human in that time building those amazing structures is beyond, you know, regular understanding how it has done. Of course, there have been many explanations. So there are many signs that they there seems to be some connection to other beings in the universe. And as I said, the probability and possibility of other beings being in the universe is greater than not. So, but detail of it really, as I said, as far as we haven't seen them, as we haven't find them, of course, it's something not that important. The important is to bring the kingdom of God on earth, to grow ourselves to a point that even if there are some beings out there, we can be in equal footing with them, and then they come to us, we can cooperate instead of being dominated by them or being like an insect compared with what they are. So the whole idea first is for human to mature, progress, make a peaceful place on earth, and then of course we will find out is there anything out there. Beeping asking, do you support the government in the world that are creating wars, and do you support the new world order? Thank you all. And have you heard or read the book Osape? Or Osape, whatever you call it. Probably the best way is the but yeah, exactly. You know, why don't you take the mic beeping and tell us about that book? I don't know what you mean by new world order. The only order I know is God's order, and that is what we support. We support the government that they create wars. War has to be executed in a very, very limited sense, and that also had to be after talking, negotiation, and with a fair exchange of the ideas and expectation of the people, and eventually creating environment that people can resolve their problem without create friction or dominating one another, but creating an earth that every man, woman and child has physiological and safety need is being taken care of. So, but we are not connected. If you are talking about the UN, we are not connected to UN. Actually, there is a movement in UN. They want to create a world. I don't know if it's a part of the UN, but there's a gentleman who called himself Rockefeller, and he's the head of that organization. Actually, they did contact me, and they wanted me to become their a spiritual advisor, but my connection is only to God, and I am calling the elects only, those who want to see the true kingdom of God come to earth. We welcome any people or organization that they want to come and join us and help and be a part of this by understanding the eternal divine path and creation of the communities of light. But we do not join any earthly organization because our organization is not earthly. So in answering your question, if you are talking about the new world order according to the UN, no, we are not a part of that or support that at all. We only support the Word of God, the Scriptures, and His prediction of coming of His Kingdom, and we believe that that is what is going to happen, no matter how things look bad at this time. Eventually, humanity have to reach a point that no earthly organization, no earthly ideas or human endeavor can bring the peace and the unity and tranquility that we crave, but God and His Scriptures and His words. If human can understand that, we can come together easily and help to bring the communities of light. Our system is based on the communities of light. It's based on people, as human. It's based on me and you and the grass movement. It's not based on an international organization which has human ideas. And of course, the governments on earth are made of the people who have egos. They are not paravipras, they are not realized people who have reached pure consciousness. They have their own egos, they have their own agenda, they have their own political ideas. And that then the problem starts. An ego wants to deal with another ego, and of course there's always problem. If an ego wants to deal with another ego, there are all those cravings and misunderstanding and expectation and ego superiority feeling comes in, and if the negotiation come to a point they cannot agree, which usually ego doesn't agree. You know, two people, they marry, they cannot agree with each other after a while because each ego wants to dominate, to change, to, you know, turn things around, make environment according to their wanting, and the other ego also wants the same thing for themselves, and that is when they cannot negotiate or live together peacefully, and that's when the problem starts. Now, make that in a greater degree, in a world scale. Now, the leaders want to do the same thing, and each leader wants to create an environment according to what they want to see happen. And that's when the dictators, you know, or dictatorship starts. You know, the individual, little by little, you know, bend everything to their own understanding and feeling and wanting, and eventually they become dictator. and everybody has to have to follow the winds and whales, and God is out. So the whole idea is to bring God and to see what is His way and His, you know, revelation in the scriptures and how He says we can have peace and unity and oneness. If He can do that, then human misunderstanding and ego is out and everybody will agree because they do not follow their own understanding but God's understanding. And that's of course the problem on earth at this time, and it's not going to resolve. It's not going to finish with the last war, because the last war will be waged with the people who want to create everything according to their understanding, and other people might conform to them for a while, but as they become powerful, also the evangelists say, no, they're not going to listen to you, we are now, everybody listen to us, and this is going to go forever. So with this understanding, we realize that God's way is the only way. He has revealed His way in the scriptures, and His kingdom will come. That is the promise all through the scriptures, and He has kept His promise to Abraham, to Moses, to Prophet Muhammad, to all the great beings that were connected to God and received revelation from God. God eventually said His kingdom will come, and therefore that is our salvation, and that is our understanding, and that is our work toward that. Of course, at this time we have people who are different religion, they have different ideas, they have different background and ego. Therefore we see that few people really understand the what we are revealing to them, and after 20 years still very few people have really mastered the teaching that have come to humanity, and still they think like human instead of thinking like a person who let God come through. So but more and more people will hear this message, they will go to our website, they will have our book, they will read them, understand them, and they will eventually become master of many topics that is being covered in this mission, from a spiritual aspect to the community creation, to networking between these communities, creation of the facilitating body and the hierarchy in the organization, and eventually humanity will see the only way out is God's way. And of course we do not have to fight with anybody, we don't have to take gun and become militants with anybody. We have to teach them these wonderful things and make them realize that it's good for them. You know, it's not for us, you know, and if they're resisting us, if they are thinking, you know, we are Antichrist, or we are cooperating with UN, and we are bringing the new world order according to a human understanding, they will see we are not. Be absolutely conscientious in God, His revelation, His scriptures, and we know we are correct, and we are the ultimate winner in this struggle, because God said it we will. God clearly in scriptures revealed that His kingdom will come. These things that we seeing on earth at this time is a temporary thing. It is something that humanity has to go through. It's the birth pain or growth pain to the new age or the golden age coming. And in that golden age, every man, woman, and child is being provided their physiological and safety needs, therefore they can accelerate their progress toward becoming one with God. The children will be taught from the very beginning how God promised all these promises to humanity, how He has fulfilled them. They will be taught the goal of the life is to become divine, to be one with God, to be good, to be you know, a part of the community, sharing, caring, and being more than a craving ego that the only thing it wants is its own little world and support. No, man and woman will be growing in an environment that they will be, you know, free of any fear and attachments and desires, and there it will be pure and beautiful place that will support human to its highest potential and degree, and that is the way of God. And humanity have to go back to godliness and goodness and higher things, and that is the vision of the Communists of Light. And if we see that vision, we can clearly see that we want to be a part of it. We want to help humanity. Also, we believe in reincarnation. You will be back again and again and again. If you work now to create such an environment, when you come back next lifetime, it's going to be there. It's going to be your support. In the next lifetime, you're going to have a much easier life or a much better environment for to live in. Therefore, you're not just working for other people in this lifetime. You are working for your future as well. Okay, Lamy says, I know I've did some really bad things in my life, and I've asked for forgiveness for all my bad deeds, but I don't feel forgiving. You don't feel forgiving or forgiven? I suppose you mean, you don't mean you have been forgiven for you, what you have done. That is then the, you have to understand the message of Christianity or Christ and realize that God has forgiven you if you have really repented and you have realized that there have been bad deeds and you should not repeat them anymore, and truly, deeply repent of them. That's fine. No, we understand what you meant, Lamy. If you truly repent and realize that God is a forgiving God and He has already forgiven you, then it's easier for you to forgive yourself. It's actually easier for a lot of people to forgive others than to forgive themselves, and that is where the message of Christianity is so helpful. Christ already has forgiven us, and therefore if He has forgiven us, we can forgive ourselves, and by forgiving ourselves, of course, we can start anew. But you really should start anew. You shouldn't go ahead and continue your bad deed and repent every week, go to the priest and say, I have sinned and please forgive me, over and over and over every week. You know, that's not, you know, repentance. Repentance means you repent and you say, I'm sorry, I did a bad thing. You know, and you don't have to go even to priests. You just go to God directly. You don't need a median or mediator between you and God. You have God in you, and you can go to God directly and meditate on sit or nail down in a prayer, and in the deepest part of your being, ask God for forgiveness, and you forgive yourself. And if you can remedy your bad deeds, if you can go to the people you have done that to and reverse the bad action, take that action and make other people realize that you have changed, you are a new man. You have been born again to the spirit. You no longer have the ego of man. If you do that, of course, you surely will be forgiven for your deeds, no matter how terrible they are or they have been. You even don't have to tell us or anybody. Just accept that and go to God and tell God directly and ask for forgiveness, and you will see you are already forgiven. If you are repentant, God knows your heart. If you are not, doesn't matter how much you repent, you know, verbally, doesn't make any difference. most important is to truly cleanse your heart, to truly believe that you are a changed man. You are not a carnal man anymore, but you are in the spirit, and your heart cannot follow the carnal craving that it had before. If you reach there, you have truly been born to a spirit and God, and you are a good Christian, because that is what the Christian are supposed to do, to be born again, to be born into a spirit instead of being in the flesh or the ego. So the way out is open, the door is wide open to all man and woman and children to go back to God. And the only thing you need is to turn around, to be baptized. That's what baptism means, to turn around, to decide that, yes, my heart wants to be with God. My being wants to be a channel for Him. I want to be in a spirit. I had enough of this world, and anytime I do bad deeds, it affects me more than anybody else. I really don't hurt anybody. I hurt myself. If you realize that, you don't want to hurt yourself. And also by hurting other people, if you realize God is everything, if you hurt anybody else, you are hurting yourself. They are a part of your body. They are a part of God. If they are a part of God, how can you hurt them? How can you be conducting bad deeds? Bad deeds, the only thing we can do is a bad deed means we have done it to someone else. But if we realize that they are a part of God also, we cannot do those things anymore. So again, go and learn our teaching, learn God's way and the Spirit, and become that the Spirit cleans your life to the highest. Therefore, you can feel the flow of the Spirit through yourself, and then you cannot do bad deeds, and you will be invited to go to the consciousness of joy and happiness and oneness and unity. And then the time of going to the leaving the body comes, you will no longer be attached to it, and you will enter that state of unity and beauty easily with no problem. So that is the goal of the life. The goal of the life is when the time comes and we want to leave our body, we are ready for it absolutely, and actually you enjoy entering that consciousness permanently. And of course you come back again and again and help humanity, but each time it becomes easier as you become more godly. Therefore, God doesn't look at us as who we were, He looked at us who we are at this moment. Our past are all forgiven, but the future should be full of the Spirit of God and unity with them. This is advice for everyone, and of course for the whole humanity, to become more spirit, and that will bring unity to humanity if they understand these truths of life. We are not physical body. Actually, even the scientists are realizing there is more in the universe than this manifested world. And this manifested world is very a small part of greater presence of something that they do not understand it. They call it the dark energy or dark matter. Actually, they should call that light matter and call this creation dark matter, but they got it reversed. That's what intellect is. The intellect always gets things reversed instead of getting it correctly. And that dark matter or energy that they're talking about is the unmanifested universe. And that is actually the goal of this universe, to return to that state. And they don't understand it, why this matter you know, works against this universe, actually tries to tear it apart. And but if they understand that part is actually the essence, and that is when the universe is trying to return, they would realize actually that is more real and permanent than this manifested world, which is temporary. And so the, again, the scientists are getting closer and closer to understand the base of this universe that we were talking about them for the last 25 years, that we have a spiritual world that is much permanent than this external world, and this external world actually is not a natural state. This is an unnatural temporary state for humanity, and the more we get attached to it, the more we think it is the reality, the more we go away from that essence, and then we even call that essence the dark essence, which is really the light essence, not the dark essence or the dark matter. By repentance, by purification, by understanding the spirit, by meditation, by prayer, by turning around, concentrating and wrapping our life into God and His spirit, we will turn around, we will be baptized, we will go to God, we will go to the spirit. Therefore, that is the goal of the life. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. If we recognize that, then we wrap our life to that spirit and God, and we turn around and we go to our that spirit. And the more we do that, the more we realize that we need other people to support that kind of lifestyle, that kind of understanding. And we will call, or at least seek, those also who want to put their life based on this understanding to turn around. And the more we seek them, of course, the more we can find others also who wants their life to be based on God. And then when we can create a community of the, out of these people who will listen to the same calling to return to essence, to return to the light. And when we come together, of course, we create greater light and we shine in a greater degree, and that is the community of light. That is the base of the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, not only purify yourself, purify your environment, seek those who also want to do the same thing, come together, create groups and communities based on in this realization and desire, and call it the community of light, connect it to each other and create a networking of the community of light, and let these communities eventually manifest the system that has been provided for humanity on earth. Do not be attached to the to any external world or the worldly systems, because they are man-made, and whatever man-made is connected to human ego, and there's always going to be a trouble or problem later on. The only way, of course, is the way that has been revealed by God, and it is not going to be on earth until this revelation comes. So any system, any ideas, any understanding, any realization before this system or this realization is narrow. It's based on human understanding, and human understanding is based in ego, and ego creates problem. Never can be perfect, because if it was perfect, it wouldn't be here. It would be in the essence one with God. Therefore, seek the truth of the scriptures and revelation of God that has come to us. Clearly, you know, He has been talking about this thing all through history and for the last 12,000 years in the scriptures, and now it explains in the Holiest of the Holies. And if you go there and you understand the holies of the holies, you understand God's plan. I can see ego in sports as well. Of course, as we said, what is a sport? A sport is made, man-made, to feel good about themselves for a very short period of time and sit in television or whatever, or go to the game and yell and forget themselves for a moment, and that feels good. Actually, that is the craving of man, to forget about themselves. They really want to forget about themselves. They really don't like the ego, because ego is depression, ego is destruction, ego is anger, ego is domination, ego is, you know, all the problem on earth. Therefore, if I can watch the games or go to the games for a couple of hours, what is going to happen to me? I'm going to forget about myself, don't I? Really, that's the meditation, kind of a, of course, it's, because it's a gross meditation, doesn't take them to God. It takes them in a more egoistical feeling of superiority, or they have done something and they feel great because somebody else won the game. Actually, that is another part of the ego, that it feels great because of something external of themselves. You know, I am great because, you know, somebody in the past history in my people were great, or I'm great because something externally is great, or that my team won. I'm great because my team won. What about you? You know, don't connect yourself to something external to feel good about yourself. If you want to progress, meditate on yourself. Who are you in this equation? What have you done that is great? And if you consider on that, then your greatness comes from within you and you, not something external. And of course, whatever is external and make you feel good is based on your ego. It's absolutely egoistical persuasion. I never could get into football. It turned me off. So this is the thing we have to teach, you know, those that they feel good by going or feeling good with something out of themselves, you know. There are still people in some countries that they feel good about themselves because the history was great 2,000 years ago. So what? It was 2,000 years ago, it's done, it's finished, you know. Now what? At this moment, who are you? Do you have anything in you are proud of? Can you think and say, yes, I know God, I'm a spirit, I'm struggling to purify myself, to understand God's way, I am progressing, I am physically, mentally, and spiritually, you know, endeavoring to in a greater degree, and that is what I'm proud of. Not I'm proud of because, you know, my team won, or somebody else out there did something that I feel good about it, or somebody in the past was great personality, or my nation or my culture was great in 2,000 years ago, or 500 years ago, or whatever. These are all ego. You can see how tricky ego is. And some people probably, you know, feel, oh, why? You know, these are all a part of life. No, they are a part of ego. Anything external out of you make you feel good is a part of ego, and therefore we can so the sports, and that is why people love sports and want them, because it makes them, you know, feel, you know, great. It makes them, you know, they are great, you know. Ego by itself feels very unworthy and low and all that. The only way for you to feel good actually is when you let God come through, you see He's perfect, He's great, and you are a part of Him or God and the universe or essence, therefore you are great. You are a part of God, and that is how you get. Then if you meditate more and more and realize that, you need less and less those external crutches, external stimulation, external desires, wants, something that people, you know, hang into with the real life. Actually, they fight with one another and create wars because my way is different than your way. In another sense, is my way to feed my ego is different than your way to feed your ego. Therefore, but if I feed from God and you feed from God, is there any differences? The cultural differences, the, you know, opinion differences, ideas differences are all gone. They are all having the same culture. They are all having the same source. You are having the same way of seeing this universe, and therefore we can become closer to each other and overcome any, you know, culture or background that we might have. So again, we can see ego is amazing. It's so have engrossed humanity that they cannot even see. It is ego. It is not the goal of their life. They are not here to be attached to these external things. They are here to go to the greater degree to their spirit. TV does a good job of keeping the mind distracted. The internet is good because it gives us free will to choose, not controlled like media. That's true. That's some truth in it. Of course, they are trying to even bring the internet to that state of changing your mind. Actually, right now I'm giving the stats on the very top in the banner. You know, it tells me, you know, I need a VHS video and a DVD to buy, and that is the goal of my life. If I don't have it, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. if I don't have all those things, you know, I don't worth nothing. I have to keep up with the Joneses, and if I don't, then I have, you know, fail in my life. You are not successful. It doesn't teach you the goal of the life is to become divine, become godly, become one with God. It teaches you don't actually, the business world hate probably our teaching, because our teaching will take you away from those craving that they have already created in you by advertisement, by absolutely taking your attention, which is your eyes, which is your ears, which is your senses. They have engaged all your senses to their teachings, their understanding. And your senses have responded to them, and therefore you go to Walmart or any place that you see a bunch of people, we're buying things we really don't need, but the advertisement tells us if you don't have them, you are not good enough. You have to have them. You know, if you wash your dishes with the hands anymore, it's no good. Just get this thing and wash it and throw it away, and then you're okay. So, I'm not saying comfort in life is bad or business bad, but at the same time, if it becomes a necessity and a obsession, then we have been taken. And therefore, we have to meditate. That is when you have to close your eyes, take your senses away from this world, and the Maya is much more powerful and stronger at this time than any time in human history. And if you are not careful, you get sucked into this world so badly that you absolutely have no spirit left in you, but this external world becomes your truth and reality. And that is the truth and the reality of probably 95% or probably 99% of humanity, and they have forgotten God, and He is out of their life, their system, and therefore they are not here with us. Even our word and teaching probably seems so strange to them. How would you not, you know, watch, you know, Super Bowl in Sunday, or not to go, you know, and buy all these things we don't need? You know, it's absolutely strange to that ears, but how to get back to God? Close your eyes. Close your senses to this stimulation. That's only the programs that, you know, stimulate in a greater degree your understanding, support that systems that help you to grow in a greater degree. And that's why we are calling the elects. Elects are those people that see this thing clearly, or at least have a feeling that this is not it. This external world is not it. Let me ask you, I know the earth is getting ready to have a change. Do you think living in California will be safe? Well, probably it's not a good idea to live in a place that it is in the fall, and it has been predicted it's going to fall to the ocean. Is it will it or not? As I said many times, God knows the truth. God knows the future. Only we can be discerning and think what is best for us. And if you don't feel about it, bad about it, and leave there, maybe it doesn't happen. Or maybe it will. But if you have a permission or feeling that it is going to happen, and you have read enough about it, and you don't feel good about it, then get out. Go somewhere else. Come to New Mexico. You know, this place is going to be the safest place on earth because God brought this revelation to it. You know, He said, you know, come here, and even prophesied that this revelation come in a city with a mountain and on a plateau on the west side of the great river. It's just right there. It's been given to humanity where this revelation will come. And it has. Therefore, He will not destroy a place that He called the city of vision. And we believe that Rio Grande means the, you know, great river. We believe this is one of the safest places to be in. And if you are here, probably California falling into the ocean, we will have front beach property here in New Mexico. So, it sounds like if you are not feeling good about being in California, get out and go somewhere else. Is it safe now? Okay. Well, that's good question. Is California safe now? You know, probably God is pushing the good people out of there, even if it became bankrupt, you know, and it's having financial problem and all that. And it has probably high crime, and many ideas there are not godly also, and they're not thinking about God and the way he has presented to them. So maybe there is a truth in that prediction of Edgar Cayce that the California will fall off into the ocean, because probably God will do it. So that's one of the things you have to decide. I do not predict the future. Future belongs to God. But He already has sent to another prophet, of great prophet, Casey, the probability of that part of the United States falls to the ocean. And scientifically also it's possible. We know Atlanteans, you know, fell and were destroyed by, you know, being drawn into the ocean. And so it is not something that it's impossible. So there's possibility still there. Yeah, fires, mudslides, droughts, earthquakes, and weirdo. How safe is that? Good. Yeah. Well, also they have a pretty bad financial situation. It's crazy here. Yep. And the beeping, jesting, Yellowstone Park and surrounding area is dangerous right now. Why is it dangerous there? I had the same dream 3 times about waking up being underwater. Okay, then that is a good permission or feeling or message to you. Get out. You know, it's not a good place to be. It's going to erupt. Oh, okay, all right. Okay, Yellowstone. Okay, sure. They are also at the top of the volcanic area, so that's a possibility that might happen also in Yellowstone. I see what you mean by that. Yeah. So it is all around effort by the spirit to awaken humans to their understanding, and this nation and this part of the world has been chosen for a great endeavor to be manifested. That's why it became the melting pot. No other place on earth is so mixed up with so many different nationalities and languages and people, and now it's a time to realize this nation or this part of the earth has been kept away for a great purpose, and that great purpose of course is the creation of the comings of light and bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. Actually, the very idea of the people, by the people, for the people, and from the people only will manifest when we create the comings of light, and the people will emerge as the leader of the community and eventually a hierarchy from these communities. It has never been manifested, even in this nation. It's not really from people, by people, for people. It's been a republic. It's not really a democratic society, because that is absolutely different. Go ahead, Vibrizo.
Yeah, thank you. I just would like to comment on the comments about Yellowstone and the doomsday theory. Just as an update, Yellowstone sits on top of the world's largest caldera. A caldera is a sunken volcano. And the people studying Yellowstone have reported increased thermal activity. The estimates for the next eruption are anywhere from the next 6 months to another 100 years. There's also an island out in the Atlantic off the west coast of Africa, Cueo Vieja, in the Canary Islands, that the Europeans have been watching very closely, because they expect it to slide into the ocean and create a huge tsunami, which will also affect the east coast of the United States as well as most of Western Europe. And of course, there's the Planet X theories about Planet X pushing comets into the solar system ahead of its arrival, and the comets will not hit the Earth, but as they pass through the Earth's vicinity, the action of the comet's tail will cause great disruption on Earth. But to wrap it up, there's a lot of people who believe we're in the end times, that the thing that we have to fear most is not the oil crisis or the war in Iraq, it's natural disasters. And every time I hear somebody talking about this, they ask, you know, what can we do to survive? How can we prepare for this? My answer is always, you can't really hide. There's no place to run. There's nothing you can do to prepare. You either be among those who survive or those who don't. So the only thing I think we can do is prepare ourselves individually, and perhaps following the eternal divine path is the best way to do that, so we can make the transition from living in the physical and intellectual world and move more into the spiritual world, because I think that's the only chance for survival.
Of course, as I said, this area, the New Mexico area, has been chosen as the safest place probably on earth. And that is why we encourage everybody to come here, to move to New Mexico and join the community here. And maybe we can get prepared all together instead of individually, because our teaching says individual preparation and try to be safe is not going to work. Of course, we're not going to become a cult or create an environment that excludes everybody else out and create a doomsday community here, but we know for sure this will be one of the safest. I'm not surprised of the things you just told us. I know for sure this is the end time. This is the time for humanity to wake up to God's calling and revelation and create the communities of light and eternal divine path and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and give the power back to people. And the only way you can do that is the communities of light. And of course, I don't go to the detail of what's happening, like those earthquakes or sinking of the California or Yellowstone and all that. But I'm not surprised. I am not surprised a bit that these things are happening, because human just doesn't wake up easily. They do not change easily. They do not give up their ego easily. They are still attached to little things in life, and they cannot see the greater vision that God has sent to them. So the answer is, the only thing I can give you for your guidance is this area will be one of the safest area on earth, because God predicted this revelation will come here. He wants the comings of light being created, and he wants the kingdom of God come, and he will not bring me to a place that will destroy or kill me or destroy this mission. So my conclusion is that this is it. If you want to be in the safest place, this is the safe place. Most important, get in tune with yourself, our souls, and listen to our souls. No, the most important thing is listen to God. And yourself is still probably have some ego, and you will not hear God directly. Listen to the scriptures and the revelation, and the revelation which come to God. That is a new age teaching, which is not going to work, beeping. It is teaching that I am God myself, and that is the problem that Adam and Eve had in the Garden of Eden. They thought they can find the truth by themselves, and that is not gonna work. That is not gonna be the way, and that is still gonna lead to destruction. That's the best way from the community and become self-sufficient. Well, in the community, yes, in the community, if you follow the eternal divine path, in the community you are an individual, of course, you have to listen to yourself, but first accept the revelation of the eternal divine path and follow the eternal divine path, and then find yourself in that, under that umbrella. I agree with you in that yes, you can know yourself and become helpful and safe. Then when you are understanding the scripture of God and his revelation, then under that umbrella, yes, you can meditate and find the where you fall into there. Our soul are connected. It is our only hope for survival. Your soul can make mistakes. The only soul really connected is the one has no ego whatsoever. And I don't think anybody can claim that they are absolutely pure channel of God, because that happens very rarely. And as our teaching clearly says, that very few really can be connected that clearly to God. Therefore, if you do not understand the scriptures and the word of God and the way he has revealed to us, our ego might come in, and still we might not be able to see our way clearly. Therefore, you have to see how God has been, if that's the truth, then why do we need this scripture? Why do we need Christ? Why do we need Messiah? Why do we need revelation of God? Everybody would find their way, that's connected. But the problem is ego. Yes, your essence can be connected to God, but the problem is our ego, which comes in our way and disconnects us from the essence, and we make mistakes. That is why the guidance have to come to God, through God, from God, through his prophets, and through scriptures. Therefore, that is the way to realize what is the will of God is in general. Of course, in the under the general umbrella of the scriptures of the revelation to man, then we can find ourselves where do we fall in this general revelation of God. Then we have a good grip of the reality, because we know the will of God, and we know where we fall in that will. And then, of course, we can become, you know, a part of the God's plan and God's revelation. It seems to me that the stronger the intellect, the bigger the ego. Perhaps then we think we have the answer, we are actually getting farther from it. So true, Vibrizo. Anyhow, that has been my struggle. That is the struggle of a lot of people, especially in the West. Intellect is much stronger, and it is more developed. And you go to school, you spend a lot of time to developing that ego, and also it's been taught and encouraged to be individualistic and self-sufficient, and be self-reliant, and find and figure problems by yourself and solve them. And it works. It works in a material world. But when it comes to a higher level of understanding a spirit, it stops, because it doesn't have that faction or ability to go beyond mine. And God is beyond mine, and therefore it can't go farther. That's why Christ said, you know, the children know more God than more adults do, because they are in a spirit. They're not intellectual. They don't sit there and talk about quantum theory or intellectual things. They are pure in heart. They are absolutely in a spirit. They don't let their own understanding come through their innocent. No, they listen to you just like your word is the word of God. And of course they accept it, and they believe you, and they also laugh and enjoy the life to the fullest. They're not worried about, you know, where the earthquake is and where the next thing comes. They might get hurt, but at the same time, they live in a moment at that innocent state of beingness, and therefore they have greater joy in their life. But as we grow up, we forget about that part. We become intellectual, we try to figure things out, we try to become the master of our life, we try to become God. That's just like, you know, many people, you know, say, we know everything ourselves, we don't need God, we don't need the scriptures. We can find our way, and that is absolutely dangerous. It's absolutely the teaching that will not take you to God, will not create environment that will eventually bring the kingdom. It become actually more self-centered kind of a teaching that separates people from people and will not create the unity that God is. Okay, and so that is true. The more intellect, the greater we think. We think we can realize God by thinking. You don't realize God by thinking. You realize God by being. You know, that's absolutely two different things. You know, thinking is okay, but it just can take you to a point. From that point on, no matter how much you think, how much you try, you cannot recognize God. You cannot realize God. That is when you have to become innocent. You have to purify yourself. You have to become a little child. You have to become free of yourself. And that, of course, is very hard for an intellectual person, because they have figured God out. They have figured out everything. They figured out their life. They figured out, they have the essence in themselves. But it's all in the brain. It's in the mind. It has not connected to the heart. That's why it is so important for intellectual people connect themselves to heart. Develop their heart now. That's enough. Okay, you have thought about all these things for all your life. You haven't got anywhere. Now, let's develop the heart. That is the hard part for intellectual people to see. And that is when you go to those little villages or aborigines, you know, lifestyle. They're not intellectual. But they're so happy. They laugh at their smallest thing, the slightest thing. They haven't figured anything in their environment or life, very little, that they are happy because they are heart. They are not intellect. The more you become intellect, the less heart you will have. And the more heart you have, the less intellect. Now you have both. Have intellect and heart at the same time and connect them together. That is a perfected man, a more balanced person. If we can create that in connection between our heart and mind, then we have both. We have a good mind, we can analyze things, we can figure things out in this external world, we can bring greater degree of comfort and understanding in external world, at the same time develop our heart to be able to be with a spirit, become the spirit. And that is, again, the mission of this mission is doing. It is connecting the East and the West together. So far, the West was disconnected from the East and the East was disconnected from the West. Now, we can see they are balancing. They are coming together. How many gurus and teachers and came from the East? And how many Western people taught East to be more intellectual and figuring things out and becoming more balanced, just like the two parts of the brain. And the one part of the brain is more creative, another one is more analytical. Now, in the two meditation and coming of the new golden age, the two sides of the brain are going to become again a balanced state. Your analytical part and your creative part will become more in a balance. So we can see the whole thing is unifying again. The whole idea of after coming up this revelation is to releasing a lot of energies and separative states together and unify them. And also intellectual people, they have to become more heart. The devotional people, they have to create some mind. So we have to bring a balanced state to humanity. Yes, indeed, it is very hard for Western people to realize that heart part, they're analytical, and it's very hard for the Eastern people to become intellectual too much. And that they are getting there. You know, we have people in the West that they are very devotional and heart, because they have been living in the East for many lifetimes, and they have now been born in the West. And actually, for some of them, it's very hard to live in the West, because they have been living in the East for so many lifetimes. And for some Western souls, they're going to be being born, you know, in the East. And now we can see, for example, in India, that has been hard all this time, one of the highest technical support on earth is now is India. They have so many organizations that help, you know, the technical support on earth in that nation, when that nation is the base of the mystical path. So you can see everything is getting mixed up, everything is preparing itself toward that finality of coming of the kingdom of God on earth. And that will happen. It is no doubt about it. You know, don't ever let anything this external world tell you it will not happen. My life is hard. I can see the whole vision. It's all terrible and wars and destruction. So few people come to the mission and join us, and even those who are in the mission, you know, they have a lot of problem with themselves, and they really don't dedicate themselves 100% to it, you know. But our focus should not be on them or anything external, but on the Word of God. The Word of God says, my kingdom will come. He will bring His kingdom, no matter what happens to the external world. Because He said many times in the history, as in there you can read, He promised all those promises to His prophets and people, and He fulfilled them. If He has done that, for sure He will fulfill also this promise for sure. No matter how bad it might look at this time, even might get worse. As you said, you know, there might, California might fall to the ocean. You know, there must be destruction and wars and earthquakes and all that. But our focus should not be on the destructive verses. It should be on this revelation, in the Word of God, in the promises God has given us, that His kingdom will come, and you can have the greatest grip in the revelation of God and His plan by understanding though and our teaching and how He has promised, He has fulfilled them, He brought humanity to this point, and He will bring His kingdom on earth. And this is the greatest news for humanity at this time, and we have the greatest grip of the reality of what is coming. Not, it is not in Times, or it is not in Newsweek, or New York Times, or anything. It is here, in the God's revelation with us. It is not Christian, it is of Jews, or Hindus, or Buddhists. None of them has it. We have the reality of what is going to happen. Therefore, you know, see this thing very clearly, you know. Don't fight it. Don't, you know, bring, you know, negativity into it. See, God did reveal this revelation. God said this thing gonna come. If that's gonna happen and come, and His promise in the past, and it's gonna come, and it's now here, so it's gonna happen. So, meditate on these things in a deeper level, and understand the Word of God, that He will reveal the revelation, He will prophesy, He will send the prophet to a people, and then that prophet comes, it is a double sword, double-edged sword. One is a grace and blessing, another is the destruction. You know, there has never been a prophet or the angel comes that there is no destruction following it, because people will not listen to it, they have been, those who have not been prepared for it, they will be destroyed. Especially on this end time. It sounds cruel or not according to our intellectual understanding, but that's what God said all through His revelation. There's going to be end time, and it's going to be terrible at that end time. And they are there. They are here now. We are at the end time. If you understand this in a greater degree, then we will be prepared for it. And of course, you know, we have to meditate and see what the Word of God is. Individual endeavor will not help you. That is the message. You have to come to collective endeavor and learn how to collectively create the kingdom of God on earth. All right. I guess our time is off again at 11:30. I don't see any question on the board anymore. I leave you guys to God. Meditate on these words again. Go to the website. Understand the teaching. This is the call to all to come, to progress, to reach out, to let everybody know that God's good news on earth again, and His kingdom is coming, no matter what else happening on earth. Good week. God week. Salam, everybody.